Welcome to Be Still and Know. I'm Jonathan Edwards. This is our opportunity to hear what God is saying to us today. Mark chapter 3, verse 13. Afterward, Jesus went up on a mountain and called out the ones he wanted to go with him, and they came to him. The calling of the 12 disciples is a fascinating moment in Jesus' ministry. The fact that he chose to work with a group of people and not operate alone is of great significance. In this, he affirmed the importance of fellowship. However gifted we may be, we need one another and our very different outlooks and abilities. Going it alone is never Jesus' way. I remember as a teenager meeting a very enthusiastic Christian who was determined that my hometown should all follow Jesus. It was a wonderful vision to have. But he was quite clear that he was going to do this by himself. He had a large leather bag full of Christian tracts, and he was confident that he would be able to get the job done. His enthusiasm was commendable, but his method was sadly wrong. We're never called to go it alone on some heroic solo adventure, but to work closely with our Christian brothers and sisters. Jesus' disciples were a fascinatingly mixed group. Matthew was a tax collector, which means that he worked for the Romans. Tax collectors were regarded as traitors because of their close relationship with the occupying forces, and they were particularly despised because they often became very rich in the process. Another disciple was Simon the Zealot, and it's likely that he belonged to a group of people that were seeking to kick the Romans out of the land by force if necessary. Just imagine having Matthew and Simon in the same group. One can only imagine that they must have had some heated conversations during the time that they worked with Jesus. But what united them all was their commitment to Jesus. I also find it interesting that so many of the disciples are largely or completely unknown to us. When we think of the disciples, we immediately think of Peter, James, and John. But there were 12 of them. And each one was crucial to Jesus' mission, even those whose words were never recorded. Whoever we are, however small our role and few our words, we all have a vital role to play in Jesus' mission. So let me ask you a question. Why is it so important to spend time worshipping and working with other Christians? Now let's pray together. Lord Jesus Christ, thank you for calling us to follow you. Help us to work well with our Christian brothers and sisters. Amen. Well, thanks for listening. I'd love you to join me every day for Be Still and Know here on Premier. And if you'd like to receive a free copy of our magazine, Voice of Hope, which contains all of these devotionals and some great articles, please visit premier.org.uk/Voice of Hope. God bless you. Hope you have a great day today.